Virginia?
Good evening, but your sound isn't coming through. Like last time I called you.
You know, Virginia, I think what's happening
is... So what's wrong with your system?
There's nothing wrong with our system. I think what's happening, Virginia, is you're getting progressively older and more deaf.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, well, anyway, I wanted to compliment you on your infectious music tonight.
Oh, thank you.
It was the most really, really moving selection, and I have to compliment you on that.
Oh.
I tell you, it's like a live new show.
Boy.
And then I was curious about your CD thing. What is holding that up? I have really
legal problems.
Out. What?
Legal problems.
Oh, well.
We're having some legal problems.
Mm.
But we got them ironed out.
Oh,
Gordon
great.
Lightfoot was killed earlier this evening in a boating accident, of all things.
What?
Yeah, it might have capsized down, it might have split up, we don't know, but there's a bullet in his noggin. Yeah, we took out Gordy. That was the only way we could get approval to do what we had to do for this best of. You know what I thought of the other day? I thought of this. I think everyone's heard everything on this best of CD already. I all of a sudden had this horrible sense that there's going to be nothing new on this thing, and I'm now advising people not to purchase it. What?
You can hardly play that game. If people now, people will be more interested to know why you wouldn't want them to buy it.
Aha! Aha!
Uh-huh.
You're on to me now, Virginia.
Negative.
Let me try this on you. Quit calling this program.
And matter of fact, I find you doing a lot of things like that on your show. You know, playing around like that, and it makes people more interested. Hey, by the way, your kitchen duty was pretty nice, but how about getting a mechanical man made exactly to look like you that we can all purchase to spiffy up the place?
Yeah, well, I don't, if you want a guy taking a putty knife to the dried food on the stove instead of washing it, I can get you a cleaning service, but it's a lot of women aren't happy with that sort of thing.
Oh, anyway, I thought it was very nice music tonight. I've not heard those before or for a long time, and, they
just
livened
up. Someone told me
up.
Recently that they've been making music lately, but I haven't heard any.
Well, anyway.
I thought it was this Y2K thing. People were too bummed out to be writing songs, unless they were dirges or something. So I've been just pulling the old stuff out.
It's nice to hear that. And the Y2K thing is a serious
problem. I shouldn't have brought that up with you. I'm sorry.
What?
No, I shouldn't have brought that up. Pretend I didn't say Y2K. I forgot that you're the Art Bell listener.
Well,
I didn't say Y2K. What I said was Hawaii 5-0. Remember that show? That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you want to know a good tip to pass through to your audience? And that is to have water beds. And then if you have to have water for washing your face or hands or something, when there's no water available, you can use your water bed water, but you wouldn't be able to drink.
Actually, what I like about a waterbed is, with the impending Y2K disaster, is it works great as a body bag, as you throw in the towel and zip yourself up and say, bye-bye, cruel world. You can simultaneously drown in it and be zipped up in it and hauled away to the morgue. I'm sure more and more people are realizing that this Y2K thing is going to be the end of the world, and they might as well get those things lined up. As long as you're grabbing your militia hardware and your fatigues, you might as well grab yourself a body bag, your own. Take care of yourself, you know? Keep America beautiful.
What about the July 7th Nostradamus prediction, 99?
Nostradamus was a little twerp. If I saw him today, I'd kick the crap out of him.
Well, anyway,
nothing I would have rather done. If I could go back anywhere in history, I'd go back to when Nostradamus lived, and I'd pummel the man.
What was that? See, your sound isn't coming through very well.
My sound's coming through just fine.
This is the second
time.
This
is a professional radio station. I'm sure the equipment works.
It's very hard.
It looked like the 1940s in here, but this is state-of-the-art. State-of-the-art! I'm all worked up now, Virginia. This is something my doctor told me not to allow to happen.
What can we do to smooth that down? How can we smooth that down? A glass of chocolate, hot chocolate, or something. Well, I didn't know that, you know. What we don't know can hurt you. I'm sorry. I suppose I should better get off. I really haven't got much to offer tonight, but I just wanted to compliment the music selection. It was very delightful. And I don't want to hear you moaning anymore. It makes a person feel like getting out the nursing equipment to patch up your hurt, your pain. Well, are you still on, Tommy, or are you playing unconscious? Well, I hope you get your equipment fixed, because I really can't hear. And it's difficult enough to be guessing all the time when you hear anybody, when you can't hear real well. And sometimes you think you heard something you didn't, because you just didn't catch it clearly. I've got a paper here. I think I'm going to make some copies for you. And, well, that sounds like a good tap dancing.
Chasing bluegills or tommy cods. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. We gotta do it quick. I'll bring back the tourists and put all your businesses on a fair basis. But it's not gonna be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, chief.
Your little key.